WCBS News Time 341. As I mentioned a moment ago, the U.S. Navy's hospital ship, the Comfort, she's steaming toward New York City right now. She's going to be docked at Pier 90 here in Manhattan. And on the news line now, we have the commanding officer of the USNS Comfort, Captain Patrick Amersbach. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming to our. Thank you for being with us. Tell us more about your mission here in New York City.
Sure. Good afternoon. This is Captain Amersbach, and what we're going to be doing when we get to New York, we are going to be providing non-COVID-19 care to the people in New York City. So we will be coordinating at the Java Center with a communication element there with doctors aboard the ship to determine the right patients to bring aboard, the right patients to be suitable for our environment.
When you get to New York City, when will you begin accepting patients?
That's a great question. We are planning on accepting patients within 24 hours of arrival to Pier 90.
And I know you have 1,000 beds. Do you think you'll be accepting 1,000 patients?
We are going to provide the maximum amount of care that we possibly can. So let me talk about that here.
Please.
For a second. We will be working with a communication center out of the Java Center with doctors aboard the ship. They will screen the patients before they arrive to the ship, and they're still working out those details. But the majority of the patients that we will be taking aboard the ship will be medical patients versus surgical patients. So we're looking for, and we're going to allow the experts to determine that the state and local health departments are working with federal agencies to figure out what that population really is going to look like. Again, we're going to maximize the capabilities on the ship. We have ICU capabilities as well as general medical surgical capabilities. The ship was designed back in 1987 to carry up to 1,000 active duty wounded and ill as a result of a major combat operation. So we don't think we're going to get to that per se. We have limitations on the ship. It's designed for a young active duty population to bring them on for care and then to move them back to the battlefield or back to the United States or one of our allied nations for additional care. So, again, we're going to do what we can for the people in New York. We're going to maximize both our capabilities and capacity while we're up there.
Where are you off of now? I know you're steaming to New York, and, of course, we can hear the horn in the background. Where? What's your position as we speak?
Well, last I heard, we are somewhere off the coast of New Jersey. I can't tell you exactly where. I'm down a few decks below. I'm nowhere up near navigation. But again, our goal is to pull into Pier 90 at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
A big worry here is supplies. Now, your ship is self-contained, meaning you have all the supplies you need and all the crew that you need to carry out this responsibility, don't you?
That is correct. We have the ability to do everything from produce our own medical-grade oxygen. We can produce water aboard the ship. We have enough stores and supply for our crew of almost 1,200 for, it depends on the duration of the mission. The good thing is we have a very strong and capable logistics train that will be able to resupply us as needed.
You know, even though you won't be dealing with coronavirus cases, at least that's what we're being told here in the media, there's, of course, the possibility that you and your crew could be infected. So that's highly stressful. How do you deal, and I know you've been in combat, you've been in Iraq, you served in Iraq, how do you deal with that kind of stress, and how do you deal with your crew's stress in this kind of situation?
Well, it's all about providing the latest information and being as transparent as possible. So we are following a DOD and CDC guidelines for everything related to even social distancing, disinfecting the ship. It's all about how we follow those guidelines. So social distancing, keep the ship clean, keep our hands washed, don't touch your face. The same thing that the American people are hearing from the CDC, we are also following. When we do get up to New York and we are actually taking care of patients, we will be using the appropriate PPE, of course, just like the community, again, following those guidelines to ensure that the crew remains safe while they're providing care.
Captain Amersbach, I believe you answered my question. You mentioned the duration of the mission at this point. I guess that's in flux. We have to see how the whole thing goes here, don't we?
That is correct. We're going to get to New York. We're going to do everything that we possibly can for the people in New York, and we will be there until the mission is over. We are proud to be a part of the response up there and actually to be able to support, our own people. I mean, this is our nation. It is it's not just a global thing, but it's in our own hometown. So we are very proud to be part of this mission.
Well, sir, I think I can say safely for all of New York, we're thrilled you're here. Captain Amersbach, it's been an honor and a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you in New York City.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.